Yeah, so this week we are ready to tackle the sixth Dibra, which is Lo'asir Tzach. Let's remember what we're trying to do. We're working along the thesis that the Aseres HaDibrois, you remember we showed that they weren't synonymous with Aseres Mitzvahs, because there are more than 10 Mitzvahs according to the Rambam. There are 14 Mitzvahs according to the Ramban, at least there are 11 Mitzvahs. So Aseres HaDibrois is something other than 10 Mitzvahs. So if it's not mitzvah, so what exactly is a dibra? So we tie it that the aseres hadibrois are the constitutional principles upon which a mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh is to be built. That each one of the dibrois is, besides its mitzvah characteristic, which of course they are mitzvahs, but besides that mitzvah characteristic, it also has a deeper way of understanding the particular mitzvah, either the mitzvahs asay, with the mitzvahs asay, or the aveira, with the mitzvahs lois asay, which touches upon the constitutional principles of what would make a mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh into a mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. So we've done that with the first five dibrois, and now we get to lo'asir tzach. Now, Lo'asir Tzach really, it's almost like a problem for us. Like, what are we going to look at over here which can increase in any way the heinousness of just killing somebody? Killing somebody is such an awful thing that, what more can there be than simply the evil of killing him? Lo'asir Tzach, don't kill, don't murder. Now, fact is that the Ramban over here, very, very strange, that the Ramban, sort of without batting an eyelid, he comes and expands this concept of Lo'asir Tzach, mamish unrecognizably even. Let's see what the Ramban says over here. That's in Perek Chof, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yudalet, Lo'asir Tzach, Lo'asinov, Lo'asignov. So he's talking about all the three there together, but we're only going to be dealing with Lo'asir Tzach tonight. So what's this Lo'asir Tzach? Oma. So the Pasuk says, when the Pasuk says Lo'asir Tzach, what the Pasuk is saying like this. Hinei tzivisicho lehoidos sh'ani boire hakoil, believe of a maser. Says, look, I have commanded you to agree, to affirm that I am the one who created all, and that affirmation is supposed to be believe. That's the first of the dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, uve maser, which is lo yir lecho Elohim acherim al ponai, lo zishtachav Elohim velo yisrof them. That is the lev of a maser. So Ramban, in explaining Lo'asir Tzach, starts with saying the following. Look, I've already commanded you that you are to affirm that I am the Boirei HaKoil, and you are supposed to affirm that both in your heart and in your actions. Furthermore, I've also commanded you, Ulechabed Ho'ovos, that's the fifth Dibra, Kabed Esavicha Vesimecha, I also commanded you to honor your parents, Bavush Shehem Mishtatfim B'Yitzira, because they are part of the creation. I was the one who really created, but they are an indispensable partnership with me in that. Now that we know that creation is a very important thing, I commanded you with two mitzvahs, Belev of Masa and your parents. So really three of the preceding five mitzvahs deal with the chashivas of a created being. In Cain, now that you know that something that is created is so choshuv, in Cain, he shomer pentech bal ma'asai. So don't kill anybody, because if you were to kill anybody, you are destroying my creation. And you're shedding human blood. Why did I create this man? We've established by those three dibros that creation is something very choshev. Now, why did I create this person? I created him lechvodi, because that his life should be a kovod for me, that the kind of life that he lives should be an honor to me, and should make people understand the Kreuzkeit of the Rebbeinu Shlalom through a life well lived, person, every person, every potentially every yid is living a life of Kiddush Hashem. Now you go and kill this yid. Yeah, and what are you doing? You're being choyvel maase yodai. You're destroying my creation, and you're tishpach dam ha'adam asher borosi lichvaide ulhoidas li b'chol eile. Two reasons why I created him. I created him so that his life should be a covered for me, and second of all, that he should praise me and assert and affirm all these truths which are contained in the Aseres HaDibros. So what the Ramban is saying over here is something unbelievably chiddushtek, and that is, who is the aggrieved party when you kill somebody? So normally we would have said, without this Ramban, we would have said, who's the aggrieved party? The aggrieved party is the victim, the person who you're murdering him. He has a right to live, he has a right to go on living, and now you have murdered him. So he is the aggrieved party. Sagt der Ramban, selbst in der Stadt. He doesn't even talk about the person as the victim. He says the victim is the Rebbeinu Shlalom, because in murdering a person, you have murdered that which is most precious to the Rebbeinu Shlalom, and that is each individual person. Because the Rebbeinu Shlalom created him lichvaydai, and he created him to affirm and to assert all the emes which a yid is called upon to affirm and to assert. And now you nip that life in the bud. So now that life isn't there anymore. So you've taken something very precious away from me. That's unbelievable. I mean, there's nothing sort of twisting the Ramban's arm to say this over here. Like, what is the Ramban? The Ramban holds you need a hezbeh. Why there's an Issa of Leisirzach? I think this Ramban confirms very, very, very clearly the thesis which I am propounding, namely, that he's looking for dimensions within, let's say, Leisirzach. The truth is that, as the Ramban goes on, he also talks about Leisinov and Leisigzol, but that's for another week. So, but Legaber, the Leisirzach, he's looking for another dimension. And what is the dimension that he finds? The dimension that he finds is that you are wounding Kaviyochai the Rebbeinu Shalom, because you're taking away this precious possession. The Rebbeinu Shalom created him, stressed his role as a creator, stressed the parent's role, because creation is such a significant thing, and now you are taking away this created being, this unique created being. Unbelievable. So Ratzicha then, besides the heinousness of the crime of taking away human life, you're doing something terrible, kviyochel, to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Very, very interesting. So it's kedai for us to look a little bit at how the Torah views murder. What is really taking place when you murder somebody? So the truth is that there are two other parshiyos of murder in the Torah. One of them is the parsha in Noach, that right after the Mabul, the Rebbeinu Shalom commanded Noach, among other things, that you're henceforth allowed to shecht animals, but you're not allowed to kill people. So we'll have to have a look at that parsha for a moment, because we're going to see something over there which is also very, very chiddushtik. And then we have in Bamidbar, when we have the in Masay, when we have the halachas of the Ore Miklat, you also have the concept of murder discussed in very, very chiddushtik terms. And it seems to me, although the Ramban does not say it in either way, in either place, in so many words, but it seems to me that in both those places, what he does say is yoinek from what he says in the Shoyrish of the Israel Tzicha, which is the Aseres HaDibros, and that he says that it's the Rebbeinu Shlom who's being hurt. Now let's have a look what it says in Noach. That's in Perek Tes, and it talks about that. We all know that after the Mabul things changed. Originally, Adam HaRishon was only allowed to eat vegetation, but now after the Mabul, for reasons which we don't have to discuss now, it's not part of the Issur Tzicha Sugya, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, no, from now on you're going to be allowed to eat the animals also. But you're not allowed to eat it while it's still alive. That's the Issur of Eva Minachai. Let's leave that. Now, the next posuk, that's Perek Tes, posuk Hey. V'ach, estimchem le nafsho sechem, Ed Rosh, your lives, if somebody kills you, I am going to be doirish that dam. I'm going to insist that restitution be made. Miyad kol chayo ed reshena. If a chayo were to kill you, I would be doirish from that chayo that it has to be killed. We'll see in a moment. Umiyad ha'odam miyad ish achiv es ed reish es nefesh ha'odam. And also from human killers. In other words, from animal killers and from human killers, I'm going to be Doirish's life. We'll see that in a moment in greater arichas in the Ramban. Shoifer dam ha'odam. If somebody sheds human blood, and mark, according to the Pshuta Shal Mikol, the Ramban is going to point out, that goes on the animal also. Shoifer dam ha'odam. Bo'odam dam ha'yishofer. Has to pay with his life. Why? Ki betzelem elokim also es ha'odam. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam created man, B'tzelem Elokim. Now, what that reason is, we've talked about it before, I think, in the past, let's say for Ikrim, but we leave that now, because that is not the point which I want to bring out over here. What I do want to bring out over here is, what does it mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be doiresh, the shed blood, from the animal who killed him? And let's read what the Ramban says over here. Miyad kol chayo et reshena. Toma ani, the Ramban says. He says, I don't understand. Im ha-drisho kemishmo, if drisho over here means literally what drisho means in the rest of the posuk, where it says, shoyf adam ha-odam v'odam dom yishofer, miyad ish ochiv et roish es nefesh ha-odam, it means insisting on punishment. Im ha-drisho kemishmo, miyad ha-chayo kemoi miyad ha-odam, liyos oynesh bedover, drisho implies punishment. So if it means literally over here that I'm going to demand a punishment from the animal just as I'm going to punish the man who kills another man, v'ein b'chayo da'as shetei onesh. But the punishment is not shayach by an animal who has no understanding. Or shetekabel schar, or she should be rewarded. Well, what kind of business is that? Says the, you're saying the lashon of the pasuk is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be doiresh from the chayo and from the behemah if they kill another human being. So doiresh by odom means I'm going to insist that he gets killed. That's the next pasuk. Shofer dam ha'odom, but odom dam ha'yishofer. So what on earth does it mean? I'm going to be doiresh from the chayo. What's he going to be doiresh from the chayo? It has no sechel, and therefore the concept of punishment isn't applicable, and the concept of schar is not applicable. So what does it mean? So the Ramban says, "V'ulai yiyekain be'inyan dam ha'odam." Maybe this is something unique to the act of killing a person. I'm sorry, I left out the word levada. Yeah, v'ulai yiyekain be'inyan dam ha'odam levada. Why? Shekol ha-chayo she-titrov o-soy titorev, that any chayo who kills him shall be killed, ki gzeres ha-melech. It's a gzeres ha-melech. So Ramban is unbelievable. Ramban started out asking a kasha, dorash means to punish, and the Loshen makes very clear that the animal too is punished if it kills a person. Freg the Ramban, how is it shayich schar v'oynesh by an animal since it doesn't have any sechel? So the answer is, it's the gzeres ha-melech. So what does that mean? But the Ramban goes on, we'll come back to the gzeres ha-melech in a moment. V'zeh tam sokol yisokel ha-shoy v'lo yochel es besorai. Oh, we talk about in Mishpatim that if a shoy kills a person, it's a shoy ha-niskel. He comes to Besdin. You have to bring the shoy to Besdin, and the dying paskins that he has to be killed. When the Torah says over there in Mishpatim that you have to kill the animal that killed the person, it's not in order to punish the owner of the ox that he didn't look after him, and therefore we're going to take away his money. No, it's a punishment for the animal. Because the fact is that even a hefketiker shoy is chayiv misa if he got killed, if he killed somebody. So that's not a punishment to anybody because nobody owns him. So it must be that it's a punishment for the animal. And now we see even the bigger chiddush, that chiyuv, that punishment which is meted out against the animal, is even by the animal of a ben noach, like by Yisrael. The yitam shofar dam ha'odam. So what does it mean, shofar dam ha'odam? Kol shofar damam, ben chay or ben odam. V'hinei domay nidrash, bebeis nidra v'idei shamayim. Wow. Hastas, according to the Ramban, it's mashma, that you take the animal, even in Dinei V'nei Noyah, you have to take it to Bezdin. And Bezdin should pass and then it gets killed. The animal gets punished. Now what on earth does that mean? So the Rabbana asks the Kashi, what does it mean? If there's no Schar, no Oynash possible, because he doesn't have any Sechel, so then what do you mean that you have to punish it? Zog the Ramban, it's a Gzeres HaMelech. But what does Gzeres HaMelech mean? So I think that the Ramban over here is thinking of what he said in Yisrael, that when you kill a person, you're hurting the Ribbono Shel Olam. So then the pshat over here in Gzeres HaMelech, I think, would be like this. This is how I would word it. David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Hashamayim, Shamayim, Lashem, Oretz, Nasan, Lifnei Adam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is in Shamayim, and the Bnei Oretz he gave to Bnei Adam. But there's nothing on this earth that can hurt Kiviyochel, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's in Shamayim. Nothing can touch him. Except the Adam can touch him. He can make a chilul Hashem, because he has a neshama also. So he has a chilik of the Ribbono Shel Olam within himself. Elokai neshama shnasatu bi, tehoira hi, atavuasa, teyatzata, tenefachta bi. I have a neshama. So mimele, Ramon in Sivnvov, in Arachayim, talks about roifekol boso maflila, says, what's the miracle? The miracle is that neshama and guf can be together in one unit. That's a miracle. So we, with our actions, can kaviyochal touch the Ribbono Shel Olam. But an animal has nothing about Shamayim in her. She's a chunk of earth. Not, you remember we said the Ramban says, by Adam it says, Nase Adam v'tzalmeinu kidmoseinu, the earth should make the body and I give the soul. But by Behemoth that's not that way. Toitze Oretz Nefesh Chaya, she's a plain piece, she's a chunk of earth. So how can the cow touch the Ribbono Shel Olam, kaviyochel, and hurt the Ribbono Shel Olam? But there's one way that she can. In other words, when she kills a man, so kaviyochel, she's touching Shamayim. She's touching Shamayim through damaging the Adam. Like the Ramban said in Yisrael, that when you kill the person, you're killing the Ribbono Shel Olam had created him in order that l'chvoidi, that he should be Marbit's covered of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's a Gzeres HaMelech, my dear cow, you went beyond that. Your Olam is the Olam of the Olam Hazeh. Ha'oretz Nasan Livnei Adam. So you are not even a Neshama person. So you're Mamash, you belong down on the earth. You have no business on encroaching into Shamayim. In other words, when an animal walks through somebody's cornfield and tramples on the farm, that's what a cow is supposed to do. So she didn't know that she's not supposed to walk in this field. But that's what a cow is doing, She acts within this world in a way in which a cow is supposed to act in this world. Oh, but you go and kill a man. What are you doing? You're encroaching into the heavens. Zeus HaMelech. You'll get killed for that. You have no right to function outside the sphere which I determined for you. No matter the Ramban, when you think about it. The other Ramban, which is also very, very interesting, is over there in Maseh, in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Hey. There we're talking about the Ore Miklot. So in Posuk Lamed Aleph it says, V'lo sikro koifel nefesh v'tzeach, asher rosho lomus kimos yomus. You're not allowed to take koifel. If he's a very rich person, the murderer, and he says, look, I'll pay you this and this amount of money, please don't kill me, you're not allowed to take koifer. He has to get killed. Furthermore, well, a sikro koifer lonos al ir mikloto, and also if he wants to pay in order to free himself from going to the ore miklot when he killed somebody b'shoigeg, lo shuv lo sheves b'oret, he wants to go back out of the ore miklot to go back to his home, am moisa koin, you're not allowed to take koifer from him. Now, why do I forbid all this koifer business? Now comes the pasuk which interests us. Because you should not cause the earth to be chonef. We'll see in a moment what chonef means. the blood that is shed will be chaynef, will make the earth into a chaynef. Now what does it mean, yachanifu, sachanifu? So Rashi says, loy sarshiu ketagum loy sachayvon. Rashi says, you know what sachanifu means, to make chayif, to make guilty. But the Emma says, that's not what it means. And the Ramban Taka takes it literally. Let's see what the Ramban says. Veloy sachanifu es ha'oretz. So he says like this, Mnei sh'omat chile bo yo'eile lochem l'chukas mishpo l'doi roisechem b'chol mo'y shvoisechem sh'eilu ha'mishpotim no'egim gam b'chutz l'oretz. You're not allowed to kill, not only in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to kill anybody in chutz l'oretz either. Chozo v'hechmir b'yoshvei ha'oretz yoysa. So he says, although there's a crime of killing somebody in chutz l'oretz, but killing somebody in Eretz Yisrael is worse. L'chvoit ha'shchino ha'shasham. Because the Shechina is in Eretz Yisrael. So if the Shechina is in Eretz Yisrael, so killing a person is that much worse. Now, the Hizya, Shloi Nachanif Oysa, or Shloi Natame Oysa. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Yeah, but Oysa Tame Oysa Oras Asha Atem Yoshvim Bo, Asha Ani Shoshken Besoyfo, Ki Ani Hashem Shoshken Besoyf Bnei Yisrael. I'll read the two Pesukim again. V'loisa Chanif Oysa Oras Asha Atem Bo, Ki Adam Hu Yachanif Oysa Oras, ולאורך לא יחופה לאדום אשר שופך בו כי אין בדם שופכו ולא שתמי עשו אורץ אשר אתם יושבים בו אשר אני שולכן בשורכו כי אני השם שולכן בשורך בני ישראל זוג דרמבה והזהירו שלא נחנף עשו או שלא נתמי עשו two things don't be מחנף לארץ don't be מתמד ועניין החנופו הוא הנמרו בכלולס he says you know what חנופו is I'll give you the translation right here Chanifa is hypocrisy. Doing one thing and seeming to do one thing and really doing another. What is Chanifa? What is the Chanifa of the Oretz? It says by the Klolos, Zera Roif Rav Toitzi Asode, you're going to have bumper harvest, you're going to have enormously big harvest, Ate itself, and it's all going to get spoiled. In practice, you're only going to get a small amount of it. Koronim sita vavadato yain loitishta. In other words, the land is being hypocritical. It's bringing forth a huge harvest, but then it's allowing spoilage to set in, so that from that huge harvest you get very, very little. Zesim yulach v'shemen loisasuch kol etzro priat maso yirashat zelotzal the whatever those things are called. The locusts are going to come and take them. Ki kol chanufa, what is chanufa? Not like Rashi says that it's guilt. Ki kol chanufa asois heper hanirev animinenayim. Chanufa is that when you actually do the opposite of what you seem to be doing. Vehu oynesh ba'oretz ba'avodah zarah v'shfichas damim v'gilui aroyes. K'mo shenema halachonav techanef ha'oretz v'oretz chan tfatachas yashvei and so on and so forth. V'inyin ha'tuma is shentiye ha'oretz tmeya v'lo yishkan ba kvayt Hashem v'yoyz ba'dam noki sh'lo niskave b'dam shayfre. Okay, that's what Tum is. Now, what's going on over here? Ramban is not learning like Rashi. Rashi learns guilt. Oh, guilt, we know more or less what guilt is. Why is the punishment of Ratzicha? The Ramban says it's also by its nose and also by the Zohar. But I'm sure the Cheshbon is different by each one. I want to know, why is the Hanifa of the Oretz the appropriate punishment for murder? What's the punishment again? What's Hanifa? That the earth is going to produce a bumper harvest and it's going to disappear. The locusts are going to come and eat it up. It's going to get spoiled. And from this whole huge harvest, you're going to get very, very, very little that you're able to eat. Why is that an appropriate punishment for murder? Well, because that's mamish the pshat. That's mamish the pshat. What are you doing when you murdered? What did we see that the Ramban says in Yisrael? You're taking away the toichen of the person. The toichen of the person was that the Rebbeinu Shalom was boirehem lechvaydai. So you, what are you doing? When you kill the person, it's ki'ilu, you're ignoring what he really is. You're ignoring what he really is. What is he really? He's really a chunk of Kiddush Hashem. Now you're treating him like he was just a denizen of this world. You don't like him, he made you angry, wham, you kill him. And you don't understand that there's more to it inside than you realize, that the teufel of the person is a lot more than you did. You treated his goof and refused to be goyless, the fact that he is a shtick kreuz shamayim. And now that is taka, the middle connected middle of that is the chanifa of the land, that the world, the land produces a goof without a neshama. It produces vast crops which don't have the ability to feed you. It looks like one way, but it does something else. It looks like it's feeding you, it's producing a goof, but it's denying the goof its neshama. What is the point, what is the teichen of a huge harvest? It's that it should be able to make you have a huge eating, and you should have enough food. But the earth is not going to do that. It's going to look as though it's giving you a lot of food, but it's not going to produce food altogether. It's going to give very, very little, because it's all going to be disappearing. So that is the oinish of the Tzicha according to the Ramban in Yisrael. So I think that both the Rambans, which we learned just now, the one in Noach and the one in Maseh, are both, although he doesn't mention the Yisoid, which he says in Yisrael, that the evil of murder is because you're taking away the Bria of the Ribbono Shel Olam, whom he created, l'chvoido, but both of them are yoinek from that svara. The one in Noach is yoinek from that svara because it makes the animal punishable. Why? Because it left the surroundings within which it is b'teva limited. It's an earth denizen, right? What does it do? It kills a person and damages Ki'ilu the Ribbono Shel Olam in Shamayim, Yochayev Misa. Same thing with the harvest over here. It looks like one way, it looks like an enormous harvest that's going to give you plenty to eat, and it doesn't deliver. And that's the same thing over here. The person looks like a physical person, and you ignore his pnim, that he's really a chunk of Kvod Shamayim. So here we have, by looking at these two other parshas of Noach and Maseh, we have the broader dimension of Kisirtzach, which, Tainat before, what could be worse than simply killing a person? What could be worse than simply killing a person is that you're Ki'ilu making the Ribbono Shel Olam a victim. And that is the dimension of Lo Sirtzach, which makes it a Dibro.